Everybody knows me as Sam. That's my real name. I started this 15 years ago. Obviously drugs, heroin. That's always been my thing. So I used to smoke coke back in 15 years ago when it first came out. That's what turned a lot of the girls out here. And it used to be real wild. Like, the cops were wild. You know what I mean? They worked with the girls. You could be out here 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the dates would line up on the streets. And you were just making money over fist, but you were spending it on drugs. I remember the cops driving around with kegs in the back of the van. And they would help us out. The girls that were doing the right thing. You know what I mean? A lot of us just want to make our money so we could keep our habit and mind our business. But 15 years ago, a lot of the girls were robbing the guys. And that's when things start to get bad. And then there was a lot of young girls. Now, from here, basically, we've been around for a minute. If you go up the other way, they have pimps, they have, you know, it's a bad scene. I've never needed anybody to tell me what to do with my money. But, you know, it's a rough life. And a lot of girls, they don't think, you know what I mean? They just want to make that money. And they don't think about what's going to happen. You know, what you learn as you get older and you start doing this. Now, I left for a while. I went to Florida and took the habit with me. Ended up in prison. 3 years. 3 years of possession. Yeah, it was crazy. And came back out. I decided I was going to come back here. Now, it's been all together about 10 years. Now, it's calmed down a lot. But the girls look really sick. That cocaine, it'll just take you under. It'll just make you not think about what you're doing. Because you just want the next hit. You're constantly on the go. With the heroin, it's not like that. You get your fix and you go in. And you're good to the next one. So it's a lot calmer. And you can think better. You know what I mean? You really can. I mean, it really, believe it or not, it makes a difference. So I got off the coke. I'm working on getting off the dope. I'm going to, as a matter of fact, tomorrow it's 5 in the morning. I got to leave and go to Parkside. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a methadone program. That's up on, across from Fairmont Park on Parkside Avenue. It's just time to stop. You know, and what's made it really hard, though, is that I've met some nice people where, like, we meet up at the bookstore. And that's a great place. You pay $20, you go in. They have boots, movies. Pay $20, you have a half hour. Legally, you're allowed to go in there to watch a movie, and you can go in with somebody as long as the bookstore is not profiting from the women. As long as I'm not giving them money for letting me bring somebody in, the guy has to go in, he's got to pay for the boot, and he can bring whoever he wants in. They have nothing to do with that. What happens in the booth between the guy and the girl, that's between them, and they just leave. So they're really, even though they're aware, they're not aware, but they know without us, they're not going to make no money. Because it's a lot easier to go in there and do something and pay the $20 than to be in your car getting a blowjob or trying to get in the back seat. And especially in the winter, because I got like layers and layers of clothes on because it's so cold, you know. Most of the men that I date are married. They're over 35, up to probably over 45. They're married, the wife doesn't give head, or they don't have a lot of sex, and they're just trying to do their thing and go about their business. They're not really into the touchy-feely, want to kiss. Some guys are. Some guys want to kiss and all that. I don't really care for that. It's kind of personal. I don't like the oral sex on me either. That to me is like, you know, because I don't have no feeling for you. I can do you with no emotion, and it's like somebody else. It's like my body. It's not me. I don't let it touch me. It's an act. You know what I'm saying? But if I have to lay back and you're all over me, that makes it really uncomfortable. You know, you start with the oral sex, you flip over, they hit it from behind and put their condom on. Come, you throw everything away, wipe up, I see you in a couple days or whatever. And it's a done dollar.
Wow.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah. How many dates do you average in a day sometimes? What's a good day?
A good day would be 3, because I charge $50 a date when I go in there. You know, you do have to have money going in because it's 20 for the booth from the rip. Most of the men don't mind paying it if you treat them right. And that's all they want. They want to feel special for that 15, 20 minutes. They want to feel like they're all that matters. Like what they want is what is important to you. And you're going to make it happen for them without them feeling like they're going to be surrounded or the cops are going to come or you're bringing them to a secluded place and somebody's going to jump out and rob. They don't want all that drama. They don't want to have to take you to buy drugs first, take you to a hotel, and then you geek out and you don't want to perform the act. And, you know, they don't want to go through that. So if they can get a girl that says, come on, let's do this. You know what I mean? What do you need? I got you. And, and I'm real sweet. You know, I'm real, like, real nice. Because as long as you pay me, I don't have a problem with what you need. Just pay me. Don't disrespect me. You know, I don't want to be talked to like a nut. You're not going to spank me and slap me and pinch me and all. I'm not into all that. But at the same time, they're feeling nothing but pleasure through the whole thing. They're feeling like, wow, this girl's paying all attention to me just by the way she's doing me. You know what I mean? There's a way to give oral sex and it's just, you don't want it to stop. Then it's, all right, well, let's get to the sex part because this ain't working. There's a way to have sex and moan and groan without being hysterical. Without hollering like a banshee, you know what I mean? But where he feels like he's making you feel good, those guys get off on that. They're visual and they hear. So if they can look at your face and you're kind of licking your lips and you know what I mean? They're liking that. They're feeling like they're doing all that. And at the same time, they get off. Business is handled. And next thing you know, they want to see you again. You know, I have a fire chief, an accountant, that I see, and a mechanic that I see every week. They call me, they pick me up now by my house. I don't have to come down the avenue. And we'll come up to the bookstore. And I mean, they're excited to see me. You know what I mean? They feel like they're the only one dating me. You know what I mean? One likes to do everything. And he just thinks I'm like the sexiest thing. You know what I mean? It's almost every day, like at 5:00, he's at the bookstore. Where else can you go and walk, blend in? It's Kensington's been known. I mean, it's on the internet. It's known. It's the avenue. You can't really, downtown, that's really a gay scene. Okay, that's the boys' club. You know, if you're going to Spruce and Low, it used to be Locust Street, but that's all gay now. Now you got Broad Street, but that's mostly black. So if you want a white girl, you're going to come down to the avenue. And because everybody knows the avenue, everybody just comes here. And I'll tell you what, it's addicting. I mean, I left Florida where it's beautiful and all to come back to the avenue because this is where I can be me. I can be me. You don't have to like it, but you're all right with it. And you're going to be you. You're going to ride down. You're going to see girls out here, and it's not going to faze you. It's part of the norm down here. Cab drivers, dope dealers, hookers, and johns. A bar and church on every corner. This is what you're used to seeing. The avenue will always be. You know, we used to sit on these steps. The bikers would come out. We'd be out here 4:00 in the morning. Everybody's smoking crack, shooting dope, getting ready to turn tricks. It's hot out. It's the middle of July. Where else are you going to be able to just run the street? The cops get to know you. And as long as you're not doing anything, they don't mess with you. The people that mess with you out here is bikes.
Is this one of the stores here?
That's the bookstore.
Yeah.
The famous bookstore. I've known them for 15 years. And when they see me, they're, hey, Sam, where you been? Like, they didn't see me for a few years because I went to prison hall. And I'm back. They have made money every day because I have brought somebody in there every day. Sometimes I'll go in there, like, when I want to be left alone, and I'll give them $5 and I'll go up and watch a movie and just chill for a minute. You know what I mean? Because I have a headache or whatever. You know what I mean? We'll sit there. We'll have some drinks. They'll make drinks in there, you know, if they know you. There's a lot of us that have been around here for a long time. So certain guys that work in there, they might bring a bottle to work with them. So we'll go in, they'll be like, you need a drink? Yeah. We'll have a drink, smoke a cigarette. All right. See what I can do and go out. They don't take nothing from us. We don't owe them anything. They don't ask. They won't play that game. They don't even want to hear it. And we that been around for a while notice. You know the deal when you come through the door. You come in, he comes in, he pays, they give the booth, you escort into the booth and handle your business. We don't want to know. They don't say, well, what did you get, 20? Did you get 30? Did you get 40? You know. They don't say anything like that. I'll tell you the saddest part. I would do this without the habit, which that's my plan because it's extra money in my pocket. I'm sick of having the habit. You don't know what it's like to go buy a bag of dope, do it, not get high because your tolerance is high, just to feel normal. You know what I mean? You're spending money just to feel normal. You're not even getting, the thrill is gone. I'm 40. You know, I've been shooting dope since I was 14. The thrill is so gone, but I can't take being sick. But now I'm thinking, okay, I'll get on the program. Now my money, when I make some money on the side, I can use it for other things because I think I'm just hooked on the whole game of it. You know, it's the place that I belong. It's not for everybody, but some people look forward to seeing me and I look forward to seeing them. It's just where I'm known. And when I'm not with them, I can be home in my own and just chill. It's like putting on a mask. You know, I can go out here and be whatever I want to be, and then I can go home and just be with me. And I'm okay with it. You know, I'm just not okay with having the habit anymore. Ain't that something?